The United Nations says the massive exodus of refugees heading home to Rwanda from Zaire is essentially over. In the last 4 days, an estimated 500,000 people went back to Rwanda. The sudden large-scale migration has forced the international community to rethink its proposed military mission to help Hutu refugees cut off by the fighting in eastern Zaire. U.S. troops were to have secured the airport in Goma, Zaire, so relief could be delivered. Now most of the Rwandan refugees who were near Goma have gone back home. There are still a large number of refugees elsewhere in Zaire, their exact location unknown. In this fluid situation, the United States has made no final decision to send troops. NPR's Ted Clark reports.
Last week, President Clinton agreed in principle to send a few thousand U.S. troops to Central Africa under certain conditions. But that was before 500,000 Hutu refugees left their camps near Goma, Zaire, and returned to Rwanda. Other Hutu refugees remain in Zaire, however. About 200,000 of the Goma refugees are unaccounted for, and there are an estimated 350,000 refugees to the south. Zairean guerrilla leaders have told the United Nations they hope to open a second corridor in the south for Hutu refugees to return home, perhaps as early as tomorrow. U.S. officials have been studying all these developments. State Department spokesman Glenn Davies.
The team that's in Rwanda now, planners back here, and our diplomats around the world have to reassess, given these very dramatic developments of the last 4 days or so, exactly what ought to be done to, on the first hand, take care of the refugees who've come home, and secondly, what should be done to help, on a humanitarian basis, those left in Zaire.
This talk about reassessing the mission has made some disaster relief experts uneasy. They note that conditions are still grave for hundreds of thousands of people. Emma Bonino, the European Union's aid commissioner, accused the United States of foot-dragging. She told France Info Radio, "I think things have already been delayed too long. I don't understand this renewed discussion about the multinational force." Canada's Prime Minister, Jean Chrétien, said, "The mandate is still the same. We have to go there," although Canadian officials acknowledge that the nature of the mission might change. France, Britain, and Spain also say the mission should go forward. But State Department spokesman Glenn Davies said this.
There is not yet a plan, partly because everything's changed in the last 3 or 4 days. There is not yet a plan for the president to decide whether or not the United States will be part of yet.
Davies stressed that the United States does want to play some kind of role. He noted, for instance, that Washington provided $25 million in humanitarian funds last Friday. Other American officials have suggested that the U.S. military might provide logistical support for the mission. U.S. aircraft and personnel are pre-positioned for action. American reconnaissance planes are trying to get a sense of where the remaining refugees are. But it's the question of U.S. ground troops that remains unresolved. Perhaps an answer will come on Thursday when the United States and other countries send representatives to a planning meeting in Stuttgart, Germany. This is Ted Clark in Washington.